It is 5:21.
Now to Virginia politics in the governor's race. Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is no stranger to heated verbal battles. And he got an earful recently about his run for governor in the Old Dominion. The exchange involved two prominent business leaders here in our area.
Joining us to talk about it, Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. Hi, you, Ken.
Hey, Sean and Hillary. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Tell us about this story. Where did it happen and who said what?
Well, it happened Friday at a closed-door meeting of the executive roundtable of the Republican Governors Association at the Ritz-Carlton here in Washington. The Republican Governors Association, of course, supports Republicans for in gubernatorial races around the country. In 2013, one of the two governors' races that is up is this Virginia race, and Ken Cuccinelli, the current attorney general, is regarded as a real superstar on the right among conservatives. But we had these two business leaders. One is the CEO of Northern Virginia Technical Council, and then there's Gary Shapiro, who is the CEO of the Arlington-based Consumer Electronics Association, who basically got up in a meeting with Cuccinelli and told them that they thought he was bad for business and was too conservative to attract business to Virginia.
That's interesting, an interesting way of looking at things, because one would think that business people like conservative candidates. What was their specific complaint?
Well, that Cuccinelli is too socially conservative, and then he focuses too much on issues like contraception and his opposition to Obamacare. Interestingly, also, most recently, he opposed Governor Bob McDonald's signature transportation legislation that does include new taxes, which is why Cuccinelli opposed it, but that was wildly popular among the business community for the most part because it was seen as enabling Virginia to attract jobs from out of state.
What did Cuccinelli say to those accusations?
Well, his response is that he has been successful electorally, including being elected as a state senator from Northern Virginia, which, of course, is sort of the bulk of the votes and is regarded as more centrist than the rest of Virginia, and that, therefore, he could carry the state and be effective as governor. But, of course, he's facing Terry McAuliffe, potentially the leading candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor, and possibly even more complicating, a challenge from Bill Bowling, who might run as an independent, and that would really make things hard for him because it would sort of pigeonhole him a little bit to the right, which is what these business leaders were so concerned about in their comments to him on Friday.
And it was interesting a few weeks ago that Bowling pulled out of the Republican race for governor, but the fact that these prominent business people are not happy with Ken Cuccinelli, does it open up maybe another challenge from somewhere else in the Republican Party to Cuccinelli?
Well, I think what we would see, and what Bowling has already hinted at, sort of most near term, is the possibility of Bowling running as an independent. And we did see a poll that last week that would draw more from Cuccinelli, which of course is to be expected since Bowling's roots are in the Republican Party, but that would sort of potentially pave the way for McAuliffe to squeak in with a narrow plurality in kind of the same way that Bill Clinton beat George H.W. Bush with the help of Ross Perot. Obviously some interesting parallels there since Terry McAuliffe is very close to Bill Clinton.
Very quickly before we go, Ken, was there a sense that some in the business community would start a movement against Cuccinelli?
I think it's too early to say, but certainly what Cuccinelli and what Republicans have hoped for, which is for Cuccinelli to become kind of a national Republican rallying point who could attract big money and big support from all over the country, this confrontation really minimizes the chances that could still occur.
Interesting stuff. Thanks so much, Ken.
Hey, my pleasure.
Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. And for more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.